Hey, I've been bullshitting, but I'm getting real excited about this stock shit, man. I got to put my... I looked in my profile the other day, and I bought an ETF I didn't even remember buying. That shit was funny as hell. Because it said this shit went up by like $4 or $3 or something. One of them went up by $4. That one went up by $3. But I was like, damn, I didn't even like... I don't remember purchasing this specific... Actually, what really happened was them niggas sent me an email talking about they was presenting shareholder information. And I'm like, nigga, I ain't got no shares of that shit. The whole time, like, I do have shares of that shit. That's what the crazy part about this shit was. But all that being said is just to say that it's real, real, like, easy and important to, like, undercount the importance of this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a simple thing. Like, all I did was put $40 to the side every 2 weeks. That's easy. Like, if you can't put $40 to the side every 2 weeks, put 20 aside. You feel me? I was going to say some other shit, but, I mean, I'm not even going to downgrade the next, man, because I've been there. You feel me? So, it's like, whatever you can put aside, you put aside. Because the crazy part about this shit is Robinhood that made this shit so motherfucking accessible. Like, it's no excuse. Like, literally, if you got an active bank account, a Robinhood, and, like, the information to look up stocks and shit like that, and all that shit is actively available if you really want it, then there ain't no reason why you can't invest for your future. You know what I'm saying? Like, before commissions and like brokerage for like firms and like weird little shit like that was making it hard, it was like gatekeepers, like they always say. But now, bro, I'm telling you, it is no more none of that shit. Like, shit, they even got the shit now, you can buy the fractional shares and shit. You can own you a piece of Amazon, because I've been thinking about this for a long time. You can own you a piece of Amazon for a dub, for $20, $30. Shit, I was looking at the weed stocks the other day. I'm like, shit, you can buy like 10 shares for a dime. That's craziness. Like, for $10, you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you smoke, then that's like, you shouldn't even be. I mean, it's not looking too good right now, but shit, 5-10 years from now, you never know how that shit gonna turn out. And if all them bitches go to zero, what you lose? $10, nigga, you lose this shit every other day. That shit ain't nothing, man. So it's just a long game perspective from a nigga with a short-term mindset. Like, I used to, and that's why I'm telling you from my perspective, this shit was like a wake-up call when I did that shit. And I'm about to start doing it again heavily, you feel me? Like, I'm about to get back on my shit. I've been bullshitting. So more stock talk to come. And my Twitter suspended right now. I might have to make a new one. I might just goddamn get my shit back. But supposedly I shared some motherfucking music and they ain't like it. Man, fuck Twitter at this point. You feel me? Like, I ain't even gonna bullshit. That shit is just good. Like, it's a good social media, but I ain't fucking with the bullshit they doing to my shit right now. So whole time, I'll be back if I, like, decide when. I don't know, but that's why you ain't gonna be able to find me on Twitter for right now and shit. So that's why I'm doing the podcast shit heavily, because I really just need to be able to not like touch my people, but like keep in touch on what's going on, document my shit, whatever the case may be. And at the end of the day, I kind of enjoy doing these, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really do like making my little podcast, just because sometimes I'll go back to shit and I'll be like it's a reference point. And it's good to have, because it's also one of those things in history. Like, I documented where I was at and what I was doing type shit. All that being said, I just wanted to let you know, stop in, talk about it, whatever the case may be, and let you know I'm about to make some more of these shits too. Thanks for listening if you listen, and if not, hey, it's always next time. Dig.